What really makes someone qualified for, say, a professional sales job? I mean, if you take away the usual stuff, this specific degree, the corporate background, what's actually left? Could it be that the skills that really matter are developed somewhere totally different, like maybe on a sports field or behind a bar or even running a student club? Today, we're doing a deep dive into the Tom James Company. They have this, well, really fascinating and honestly kind of counterintuitive way of finding and hiring sales talent. They seem to actively push back against traditional hiring methods. They're looking for these transferable skills. So our mission today is to really unpack this Tom James philosophy. How exactly do they spot this unique mix of life experience? And maybe more importantly, what does their approach tell you about your own skills, the ones you might not even realize are valuable? And we've got some great source material here, giving us a direct look into their recruitment thinking, why they believe these less traditional paths are actually better training.
Yeah, it's really striking what Tom James is doing. It's like they're redefining competence, right? It's a very clear shift away from just scanning resumes for keywords, for titles or degrees. Instead, they're evaluating core personal traits. They're saying skills like resilience, discipline, emotional intelligence, the things you need for really strong client relationships are probably forged more in real-world pressure cookers than in, a classroom.
It definitely makes you question assumptions about what professional skills even are. So let's start with the product itself, because this isn't just about selling clothes, is it? Tom James sells high-quality custom suits, dresses, tailoring, but really they're selling confidence, convenience, managing your personal image.
Exactly. And the way they sell it, the distribution model, that dictates everything about the skill set they need. It's direct to consumer, but crucially, it's not retail. They're salespeople, they're mobile, they go directly to the clients. And these clients are, busy, successful people, CEOs, partners at firms, entrepreneurs, people who value that personal touch, that time-saving service.
Okay, so the salesperson has to be proactive, you said, not just active. What does that actually mean day to day? How is it different from working in like a fancy department store?
Well, think of it like hunting versus farming. Retail is mostly active, right? You wait for people to walk in, you rely on the location, you're filling demand that already exists. The Tom James model needs people who are strategic, proactive. You're building a client list, often from scratch. You're initiating contact, managing your own complex schedule with travel, long consultations. You basically are the business.
Right. That points to a level of self-discipline, that internal drive that you just wouldn't need in the same way in regular retail. And I guess when you're dealing with these high-value clients, the relationship has to be incredibly strong.
Absolutely. Which is why the whole approach is deeply consultative. It has to be. It goes way beyond just a transaction, swapping clothes for money. The salesperson becomes a trusted advisor, kind of like a stylist and a coach combined. They're not just selling a suit jacket. They're advising on how your wardrobe connects to your career goals, or maybe what to wear for a big international conference. To do that well, you have to grasp the client's bigger picture, their needs, their lifestyle, where they're headed. You need to ask smart questions like, what impression do you need to make on investors next quarter? Or how does your travel impact what fabrics work best for you? That depth builds serious loyalty. That's how you get repeat business.
Okay, so that need for real rapport, for asking those diagnostic questions, it immediately filters out anyone just looking to take an order. And that complexity, I think, brings us right back to those transferable skills. Tom James clearly bets that things like grit, charm, the ability to connect, that these are way better predictors of success than a specific degree. Let's dig into that. First, the athlete's edge. They seem to hire a lot of former student athletes. What schools specifically are they seeing there that apply to closing deals? Beyond just being competitive, I mean.
Well, it's the underlying structure of how athletes perform. Yes, they can set goals, specific measurable ones, and go after them hard. But maybe the most crucial thing isn't just the drive, it's the resilience they build from failing. Think about it. Athletes know what it's like to lose the big game, miss the crucial shot, have a setback in training. They develop that mental toughness.
Right.
They learn to process disappointment quickly and adjust their strategy for the next try. In sales, especially consultative sales where you hear no a lot, that discipline, that ability to get rejected today and pick up the phone again tomorrow, that's the direct equivalent of losing and showing up for practice the next day. It leads to consistent effort, high performance over time.
That's a really good point. It's not just wanting to win, it's the persistence needed to perform under pressure, especially when, commission and targets are involved.
Exactly. And think about the discipline for early practices, diet, balancing training and academics. That shows incredible time management and internal engine that's vital for managing your own sales schedule.
Okay, but it's not just sports. Tom James also values what you call the influencer's pitch. People who've led student groups, run events, been good fundraisers. How does that relate to selling custom clothing?
Because those people have already mastered stakeholder management, essentially. If you've ever run a club successfully or raised money, you know that convincing people to give you their time or their money or their effort, it requires really sharp emotional intelligence. You have to read the room. They're not just persuading, they're crafting a value proposition. They figure out what motivates someone, tailor their approach, and build agreement around a goal. That skill set, understanding motivations, building alliances, communicating value, it's the exact same engine you need to convince a busy executive that spending an hour with you talking about clothes is actually a smart investment of their time.
Huh. So it's about empathy, really. Understanding why someone would say yes. And then tailoring the message. That definitely transfers to understanding a client's professional goals in a consultative sale.
Great.
Okay, let's tackle the last one, the one that often seems most surprising, the service professional's mastery.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking bartenders, high-end restaurant servers, people in those really fast-paced customer roles.
Mm.
I get the charm part, but is handling a crazy Friday night bar rush really the same kind of pressure as closing a potentially huge custom clothing deal? How do they make that connection?
That's a fair question. The key isn't what they were serving. It's the emotional intelligence they have to deploy constantly under serious pressure. Think about it. Service pros are in a state of nonstop dynamic problem solving. They're juggling competing demands, getting the order right, timing, dealing with unhappy customers, all while keeping a smile on staying professional. That's intense training in thinking on your feet, reading body language, anticipating what someone needs before they ask, knowing when to be friendly versus firm. That ability to handle sustained emotional labor, to adapt on the fly, that's exactly what you need when a high-profile client is maybe stressed or rushed or has a really complex request. You can't easily teach that level of applied EQ. You kind of have to live it.
So it's the sheer volume of interactions, the need to turn potential chaos into something positive, read the room instantly, that gives them an edge.
That adaptability must be invaluable in an independent sales role.
It really is. They already know how to juggle multiple things gracefully, how to handle all sorts of demanding personalities. Mm. Those skills map directly onto managing a packed calendar, client fittings, prospecting meetings, follow-ups, and dealing with the inevitable little crises that pop up with custom orders. Yeah, it paints a really clear picture of why maybe a fancy degree isn't as relevant as proven ability to deliver under pressure. But okay, for these clearly entrepreneurial types, people with this drive, why Tom James? Why not just start their own thing or go into a different field with lots of autonomy?
Because Tom James offers this sort of sweet spot. You get the entrepreneurial freedom, but within a really solid established framework. For driven people, that autonomy is crucial. They are building their own book of business, managing their client relationships, but they get to do it under the banner of this respected 100-year-old brand known for quality.
Right, that makes sense.
It takes away a huge amount of the risk of starting from absolute zero. You don't have to worry about sourcing fabrics, manufacturing quality control, building brand trust from scratch. Tom James provides the product, the marketing support, and this is really important, a very structured mentorship program.
Tell me more about that support. Structured mentorship sounds like exactly what you'd need to turn that raw talent into, you know, high-level performance.
Oh, definitely. It's like a modern apprenticeship, really, designed to hone that raw talent quickly. New hires get intensive training, product knowledge, tailoring basics, the whole consultative sales process. But maybe more importantly, they often get things like weekly one-on-ones, very specific goal-setting help, even joint client visits with seasoned pros. Tom James invests a lot in building that technical expertise so the person who's naturally good with people can really focus on the relationship building.
So it's like they provide the scaffolding. So the inherent skills, the grit, the charm, the discipline can actually shine without getting bogged down in all the messy startup stuff.
That's a great way to put it. It's a deep investment in potential. It signals if you've got the core human skills and the drive, we'll give you the ecosystem to succeed.
Mm.
And the reward structure. Pure meritocracy. The earning potential is, well, sky's the limit, basically. Mm-hmm. Effort and success translate directly into income. That kind of direct reward is incredibly motivating for high achievers.
Okay, so let's recap this deep dive on Tom James. We've seen how they successfully find and really leverage these diverse transferable skills. Skills developed in places you might not expect, sports, fundraising, intense service jobs. These experiences build the discipline, the resilience, the emotional intelligence they need for their unique sales model, proactive, consultative, and they back this focus on potential with serious support, mentorship, and this entrepreneurial structure.
And that really brings it back to you, the listener, doesn't it? It's kind of a call to re-examine your own background. Think about it. Every time you organized something complicated or navigated a tricky client situation smoothly or just kept pushing towards a goal even when it got tough, you were building valuable professional capital, your everyday hustle. That's actually highly marketable stuff.
Yeah, you should maybe stop thinking about your history as just a list of job titles and start seeing it as like a portfolio of skills you've actually proven you have.
Exactly. So maybe the next time you're reflecting on your experiences, ask yourself this. Which of my everyday hustles, or maybe even my passions, that sport I played, that tough job I had, that group I led, which of those things are actually building my unique edge, my, you know, secret sauce for a career I might not have even thought about yet? And then, the crucial part, how would you actually articulate that grit, that charm, that knack for dealing with people? How would you sell that to a potential employer? You might really surprise yourself with what you find.